I'm going to start again from the Mishnah, Samach Zay, Samach Vav Amud Bey, the last line. Nara Marasa, be a Bible of Mavir Nidara. Nara Marasa, her father and her husband, Bishutfus, are made for Nidara. Yanki, can I trouble you for water? I'm sorry. Hafra Abel, Hafra Abau, Hafra Abel, Hafra Ab, and the Mufur, the Gemara is going to want to know why that's needed, and already said, Avia Baila, Vain Tarach Lev, Shekhaya Mecham, and the Gemara is going to want to know what that means as well. Why does it have to have Afra Abel or Afra Baal? You could have thought it meant either father or husband. Kamash Malan, that you need both. In fact, the Gemara is missing. If one can't be made for Shekhaya Mechabem, Dhamili. The Gemara, Dhamili, Trichel, Misti. Ki Yitzchak Lego, the Afra Echabem, the Kaya Mechabem. One was Mekayim, but the Chazar Mekayim benishla hakamasai. And then the one that was Mekayim removed it. So now the time of Maidoki Ha'akwe, what he established here, moved. Kamash Malon, the Mefir and Shnai, the Bekatachas, that they can be, Bekatachas, that they can be made for, have to be made for together. Machoikas, we show him that the Rush brings. Can the guy be now remade for his part? The father was made for, the Baal was Mekayim, the Baal was Oikar, his Kiyum, right? And now he's Mefer. Can the father be re-Mefer or not? Machlokes Rishonim, that is brought down in the Rash. How do I know that you need the Shutvas? Amar Rabba, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Amar Garis, Rabba, Amar Kra, Mahoya Seela Ishn Derella. That is a middle parsha. There's a parsha about a single girl, that's the first parsha. The third parsha is a parsha about a married woman. So what's this middle parsha that talks about a husband, but it has a vav that connects to a father? Right. So what is that talking about? Mikamla Naramarasa Shavia Bailo Mifirna Deva. Fact Gamarva Mahakrab and Asuaksiv. How do you know it's talking about an Arusa? Maybe it's talking about an Asua. So the Gemara, the obvious answer, Imishim the Sua Krakrinaksiv and Basi Shunadara. For Nesua, we have another pasuk. You don't need two parshas by Nesua. So by the fact that it says Nesua afterwards, obviously the parsha before is not about Nesua, but it says Hayasila Ish, so it must be it's in Arusa. Frakti Gemara, if Eima Tavai ben Nesua, Vachitei Mitrei Koi ben Nesua, Lomili Lamei Meshei Ben Abal Mefer Bekaidman. Maybe Pshat is talking about Nesua. The Torah repeated the Beis Isha Nadara to tell me the word that the Neder has to be Beis Isha. I mean, that's why the Torah repeated the Parsha. And the fact that there's three Psukim is not a Kasha, because many times we find that the Torah repeated something for one Chiddush, and that's the one Chiddush. So my Chiddush is that the both can be made for, that the Vav connects the father, then Beis Isha Nadara is not a new Parsha. It's just to say that the Neder has to happen after Nesua.
So, and then the second Parsha would be, when was it said?
Both in Nesua.
I understand. When was the Neder in the second Parsha?
It doesn't say. At this point, we don't know the answer.
No,
yet. Again, at this point, we didn't Shtelzach on that. At this point, we just said maybe the Talmud has to be made afterwards. And the second Parsha would also be afterwards. The third Parsha is teaching the second Parsha. It's one Parsha.
And the second one is that the...
There's no second one. There's only two. Single girl, married woman. No mention of Arusa.
So the Vav is not important.
Yes, it is. The Vav would allow a father to be involved in the Nesua.
Oh, single?
Again, the father would be a partner by a Nesua.
Okay, yeah, so then, partner or single?
Partner, by Nesua. I'm not talking about Arusa.
I'm saying, I know that.
So if you know that, why are you asking?
Because what I'm trying to say is that in the third Parsha...
There's no third Parsha!
Second Parsha would say, it's talking to Nesua, but it's not teaching anything about the father and the...
We already know in a Suah the father is involved, according to this Havamina.
Right.
From the Vav. So it doesn't have to teach me anything about the father. And for the Gemara Balaam and Melech Shavat Mina, by the fact, you could have just said the third Parsha, and we would have learned that it's in a Suah. We could have skipped the second Parsha. The Vav would have connected it from the Imbeis Isha Nadara, that same Vav would have been a connecting Vav to include the father. and we would have learned that it has to be the darim that it's made post-marriage, and we wouldn't need the whole second parsha.
Which verse tells us that?
The Beis Isha Nadara.
Right.
That the netter is made Beis Isha. And the vav would connect the father.
And the Beis Isha has to be after the Suwa.
There's no Erisin in this setup.
After the Suwa. It has to be made after the Suwa.
Correct.
It's done before.
Doesn't say. The father only. Husband has no rights. And according to this Havamina, an Arusa would be only the father. There is no parish about Arusa. So the Gemara, or he by say, Ma'avaya Kedusha Mashma. There's no Havamina that Hayasir should be in the Suwim. Avaya means Kedusha, so we know it's about Kedusha. Frank the Gemara, Ma'av Lechude Mefer. So maybe the father can be Mefer by himself. And Arusa. Right. Like maybe the father can be Mefer by himself. Now this is a problem. Because according to this Havamina, the father can be made for it by himself. So what do we do with the pasuk that says Aris? Yeah, it says that was Shama Isha. So Dr. Rush, that according to this Havamina, it means the father can be made for it by himself and the Aris can be made for it by himself. Okay, Vasri Sebesa Via Yani Isa Lamali. So why do I need the parsha? Why would the Torah have to write a whole parsha about a single girl? Just tell me that in Arusa the father can be made for by himself. I wouldn't need a whole parsha of a single girl.
Finish that he can do it even after.
That means he can for sure do it before. I don't need a parsha of a single girl.
Okay.
Frank the Gemara Ve'ema. Let us say Avli Boy Aris Luchude Mefer. Maybe it means the father needs an Aris, which means he can't do it himself by an Arusa, but the Aris can. So what would be his role if he can't do it anyway, and the Aris can do it by himself? So with that, they make him, There's a riot to be make him. Maybe that's all it means. Maybe that's all the above tells us. If the Aris can do it by himself, so why do I need a pasuk for after Nisuin? He can be made for doing Eris by himself. So therefore, because it says the parsha of Nesua, obviously it's telling me the husband does not have the same rights in Eris as he has in Nesua. But if he did, leave it out. Maybe I need that third parsha. It's a third parsha now because the Moise has Eris, and the Aris can do it himself. Like you would learn Pashim Shat the Buzzard. The Vav connects the father, only that he give me Mekayim. So then what do I need Beit Isha Nadara to tell me that he can't do a Mekayimah? Something tomorrow, I mean, no, but the Diak would be, Aris Mefer Mekayimah. Because if it only says Beit Isha Nadara, that's by Nesua. Now there's two ways to learn this. At this point, the Rosh says, we're dodging the Pashim Zerah Allah. There it says in Zerah Allah, even previous ones. So why by Arusa can he do previous ones that by the Suwa he can't? If he can do it himself, if he doesn't need that, so why does he have more rights as an Arusa than as an Suwa? Must be, Allah Mishim Shutfa Sadaav. Now there's another way to learn that the fact that, okay, that's the way the Rush learns now. Later on he'll learn a different shot, as we will see.
That's the riot that it's talking about.
That the father and the Aris have Shutfas. And the Aris can't do it himself. If the Aris can do it himself, that means the Aris is powerful. So why by after marriage is he less powerful?
And the father can't do it himself.
Because if we had the father can do it himself, I wouldn't need the first parsha.
In the last parsha, it can't mean that maybe he can do it, maybe what the last parsha is telling me?
The Suwa. That right. The father has, the husband has total rights himself, and he can't do Bekaitman. That's why he can't do Bekaitman.
Good.
So what's your problem?
What's the problem then?
There's no problem, though. Everybody lives happily ever after.
No, no.
I may have asked him.
But you wouldn't need, again, you wouldn't need Beis Isha Nadara?
Yeah, I do have Beis Isha Nadara to tell me that in the Suwa he does it by himself, and he can't be made for Bekaitman.
Now, what is the answer to that?
There's no question. This is the answer.
The word answer is Uminah.
No, that's the Gemara's Raya, that it can't be that the husband can do it himself by Arusa. Because why by Arusa can he be made for Bekaitman and by Nesua he can't? Why by Arusa can he be made for Bekaitman and by Nesua he can't?
By the Baal?
Yes.
How do you know he can do
Kilman? The Durel, at least at this point, that's what the Rush says. The Maya Sealish and the Durel, she had the Dharma already.
My wife understood this so much better than I did.
So what am I supposed to do?
I'm serious.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Maybe your wife will take the test this week.
She takes it every week.
Okay. Night. She gets high like she takes it every week, but the mice says she doesn't take it.
The whole story about
right, okay, no, no.
Bottle during the...
Yeah, I know. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel taught a different shot. He learns the mice ish is taka, not an arusa. That's not how I learned that arusa, father, and thing are involved. Now, why doesn't he learn from mice ish? Because he says mice ish is talking about something else, as we will see in a moment. So he has... that he learns Arusa from a totally different thing. The Pasuk says, Bein Nishlish, Tebin Av Lebitai, right? So, Memela, Mikan, Lenayim, Arusa, Shavia, Baal, Mefir, Nadira. He learns that they're doing it Beshutra. That's what the Torah just did. But Av Lebitai, Nishlish, Tai, together. That means there's some lady that they both work in tandem. That must be an Arusa. How do I know they can be made for Bekaitman? Because according to him, Nadira, Allah, is not talking about an Arusa. First time Arusa. So how do I know maybe Bekleitman? He says in the plastic here doesn't say not. That's how the Rush learns it. We haven't talked about what he holds with Maisia yet.
That goes together with the Zorella.
Again, let's try it one more time. According to Tana Rebbe Shmuel, the Maisia is not talking about a regular Arusa.
Okay.
So the Zorella doesn't help us.
Right, so how do they know Kleitman?
Because it by Av Lebita Ishla Ishta doesn't say not Kleitman. Omission. By the Su it says Beis Isha Nadara. By Arusa it says Ben Av Lishta Bitoi Ben Ishla Ishta Ben Av Lebita. And there's no Miat. That's how the Rush explains it. Frankly, Gemara Latana Ben Rishma Mai Seal Ish Mai Avid Way. So what does Tana Rebbe Shmuel do with the Ma'aseh Lish? Mukim le'idach the Rabba, or the Rabba. He learns it for the other halacha, which it doesn't even bring in this Gemara, which is to say that if the Oris divorces her or gets widowed after he heard the Neder, the second Oris can fill him in, and she gets engaged that same day. The second Oris takes over the first Oris's role. It's not talking about a regular Arusa. It's talking about a second time Arusa. The Torah is adding to me that a second time Arusa, the second Aris, fills the role of the first Aris. I shouldn't say that. That's not what it says here. It says that later. What it says over here is that she reverts back to the father. That after the first Arisin, the Aris dies and divorces her, the father is the sole proprietor of this netter. Right. Correct.
The question was, what does Rishmol do with Mayosia, right?
Yes.
So the answer is not Shabal Mefer and Darmish Ben Ozina?
No, it's not that.
Wait, what was the word question before? Rabo what
does it fit into the puzzle?
Hayasiya, second like the first.
The question is, the Hayasiya is teaching, is that the question now? What question are we on right now?
What does Tanit Mei Mishmal do with the Hayasiya? If he learns out Arusa from Ishlish to Avlabitai, so what does he do with the Hayasiya? What do I need that parsha for?
Okay,
Frank the Gemara of a rabbi, the Tanit Rebbe Shmuel the other way. What does he do with Ben Eishlish to Ben Av Lebitai? Now the Gemara, Bibay Leiloy Mishabal Mefer Nadarm Shebeinu Lebeinu. It's to tell me that the husband is limited. meaning he's less limited than we thought, because the pasuk only says kodnedev koshuas itzav lanish nafesh, only things that afflict her. How about things that don't afflict her but affect the relationship?
So on the test it says the word rabbanan. Is this the rabbanan?
Yeah, the one that meaning rabba, to be rabba, same thing. Not rabbi Tana, rabbi
Shmuel. Yeah, that's very. My wife also very upset.
I'm very happy that she was upset. I'm not happy she was upset, but it doesn't bother me. My Avid Lay, Dr. Gemara, me body lay, life is about me for the time Shemayna Lebeinah. And how do I know father? Because the heckish between father and husband. This is the source of the most Rishayim that learn that a father has the same limitations that a husband has. There are Rishayim that say a father is not limited, but most Rishayim, I didn't make a head count, but the Ram brings most Rishayim that learn that a father has the same limitations as a husband because of the heckish between Av and Baal.
Between her and her father.
Those and Idu Nefesh. Iba Elohu. Baal Megas Gaius a Miklus Kalish. Does he cut it or does he weaken it? Heikha come Ibailan. Now the Nadrim betrays Zaysim. She made a nether from two Zaysim. The Shama Ares Vahefala. The Ares heard and he canceled it. Vachlasinun and she ate it. She ate one of them. I'm sorry, both of them. Iamet Megas Gaius Lakya. He cut one is left, she gets Malkus for that one. Viamin a Miklush Kalish, so he surabaumu. He weakened it, it's no longer a lav of Malkus, it's a lav without Malkus. My Tashima. There's gonna be five cases here. Amos Ayamru.
The thing itself was just the food again we're going with.
We're gonna have to do this quickly, I hate to say this. I have yard side today. And I have a few things that I still have to do before I get to davening. So let's ask the questions quickly.
I'm trying to, but let's say it was only one kezias altogether.
So then he wouldn't get Malkus either way, because there's either a half kezias left or no Malkus left.
Maybe
Yisrael. Yeah. Shemar
Shavu'ah.
Thank you. Tashima. Amos Hayam Ramesh Abam Nisrek 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 Slav. Shamah. When does the father take over? The husband never heard about it. I, Shoshama, he heard the Shastuk and he kept quiet. I, Shoshama, the Hefer. Or, it's supposed to be Shama, the Shastuk, amazed by Bayayim. The Bach changes it that way. I, Shoshama, the Hefer. Either way, he wasn't Mekayim it. Right. Amazed by Bayayim. I'm sorry. Zui, Shoshaninu, Mesa Bao, the Shreif, the Shosliav. The husband died, the father takes over. That's what it says. Now, over here, it didn't mention whether the father heard it or didn't heard it yet. In the second, the next case, it'll say that he didn't hear it. That means the Gemara is assuming that he did hear it here. The father had heard it already. Then the husband heard it and did one of three things. Sorry. Either the father didn't hear it, or he heard it and was mefer, or he heard it and died before that day, the same day. Avalim Shama V'kayim. Aisha Shama V'shasta Kameh V'yam Shal Akrov. And Yochel Hafer, it's no longer inheritable. The neder is validated. Shama via behavior law. Well, his mikbal lishmayat shemesav. He cannot take over. The husband cannot do it by himself. And we said the svara. The husband dies, he's a single girl. So his rights are intact. The father dies, a husband, an aris can't do it by himself. If his arus is in yisrael, he can't do it by himself. He's not empowered. The husband, the father comes in with power. He loses some with his partner, but he still has his power. The husband never got complete power. He's coming from a zero, moving upwards. There's no father. He can't do anything. So he didn't even hear about it. So can he hear it then? It doesn't make a difference. He can take it over. Shama b'ayla b'ofer love. Well, his begadlish ma'at shemes. Ain't about yoga lover. Even though he was mefer, and the netter is already weakened, she had about mefer l'b'shutvus. Again, he can't act on his own. Shama b'ayla b'ofer love. Well, his begadlish ma'at shemes. Now, the father was mefer, and then the husband died. So now the question is, can the father take over the husband's now, in this state, that it's already after his afara? So Meshamai says, Chayzer Av, who made for Chalk B'Shabal. Amar Reb Nosson, hey, nein, divrei b'shamay. B'shul, I'm in Yochel Lohafer, because the daughter is too weak to inherit, because the father had weakened it already. Shmamin olu b'shamay, Megan's Gaius, b'shul, Miklush Kolosh. B'shamay says he cut it in half, so when the father was made for it, it was still a half that was strong, he can inherit it. And Beisul says he weakened it.
But he has to be made for the Chachal Shabbal?
According to Beishama, he can. According to Beisul, he can't.
Do you have to do that?
Well, without it, he can't do anything, because the netter at the time was said, when he made his Afara, it didn't cancel the whole thing. He would have to take it over. And he can't.
According to Beishama, he could.
Right. Right. Because according to Beishama, the first and a half is intact. Right. By Rava. Yes, Shaila Behekim, I ain't Shaila Behekim. Can you remove your Akama? Imtum Tzloime, yes, Shaila Behekim. Yes, Shaila Behefer, I ain't Shaila Behefer. Tashema, we just answer it with a statement. Nam Rabbi Yechanan, Nishalom Alahekim. The same parsha of Ataras Nadarim allows you to remove your Akama. Vein Nishalom Alahefer. Once you're made for it, the netter is gone. By Rava. Kaim lechi, it was Mekayim twice. Menishal ala kama rishayin amahu, Tashema, dama rava, imnishal ala rishayin nishniya chal alaf. The second one is chal, it's like shvua. Ein shvua chal ashvua, you don't need two akamas, but the second akama waits in the bullpen to come in when the first akama is gone. Boy rabba, kaim lechi u mefer lechi. He says both, but he added, lechal akama ken chal afara. Amahu, what is the din? It should be that come as chal. But he said it can't be. So what happened? Tashima. We plucked in Rameir Rav Yaisi. Not Aris who Tumura Saira Tumura Shlamim. So Rameir says he could have said Tumura Saira Ushlamim. He said Tumura Saira Tumura Shlamim. So Aris who Tumura Saira, it's two separate statements, and the first is chal, the second has no room. If Rameir. Rav Yaisi, I mean, we let him interpret it. Mekach Nishav Mitchila, Hoyo Vyev Shalik Rishnei Shemes Keechot. So the fact that he added the word tumura according to V.I.C. doesn't mess things up. Dvarim kayam. Lafilu remeir loikamai el deloy amar loitechu zuam kichalazu. He didn't say that the oil can't be chal without the shlamin. Avalachad amar loitechu akam kichal afara remeir nami maida that afara chala that the afara is chal. Not the akama. That's how some Rishayim learn. And other Rishayim learn that it means we don't know what happened.
Mimitz,
right.
No, he's the first one.
He's the first one, right. Everybody's having a wonderful day.